Grief has a way of peeling everything back. Not just the parts of you that hurt, but the ones you've hidden behind. Your routines, your image, your confidence, your circle. When I suddenly lost my husband due to a tragic accident in October 2020, I didn't just lose love. I lost my rhythm, my safety, my reflection. Everything I thought made me strong was suddenly in question. And just when I thought that pain had reached its peak, more came, quiet deceptions from people I never imagined would turn cold. Family. The ones who should have offered shelter added to the storm instead. It was a pain layered on top of pain. A slow-burning heartbreak that couldn't be posted about or explained, just lived through. It felt like life had undressed me, exposed every soft spot, and I couldn't hide behind appearances anymore. I remember standing in front of the mirror one morning, barely recognizing myself. My eyes looked tired, my posture dimmed, my usual glow gone. I had to ask myself, who are you without the roles? The love, the support, the applause? The answer didn't come quick. It came through moments. Quiet ones, broken ones. But somewhere in the stillness, a voice whispered, "You're still here." That became my starting point. Not I'm strong, not I'm healed, not I'm ready. Just I'm still here. So I began rebuilding, gently from the inside out, and sometimes from the outside in. I cleaned my space. I walked tall even if I still cried privately. I started showing up even when everything wasn't okay, because I knew I was worth showing up for. This chapter of my life wasn't about pretending the pain didn't exist. It was about polishing it, holding it up to the light, and letting it reveal who I really was under the wreckage. This wasn't survival, it was refinement. And slowly, I started becoming the woman I was always meant to be.